Digital Music Trends, Episode 84, 13th of July, 2011. Hello everyone and welcome to Digital Music Trends. I hope you're having a great July. Lots of news on the digital music front in the last couple of weeks, with Spotify opening a registration page for its US users, though the launch date is still to be defined. The company also announced a deal with Virgin Media, a UK ISP, so that's a really interesting development. Also, iTunes is nearing the launch of its cloud music service. Universal Music decided to license Last.fm directly without going through collection societies. And finally, Nielsen SoundScan revealed that total album sales in the US are up 1% in the first half of the year, with the digital albums up 10% and the digital music in general up 11%. So this is not going to necessarily translate into a growth in revenues, but it's always great to see numbers going up rather than the other way. This week on the show, I'm really happy to introduce the company BMAT, based in Barcelona, via an interview with Oscar Selma, who's one of its founders and currently its chief innovation officer. I really hope you enjoy it. I'm afraid the audio quality is not great this week, but it was a Skype out call to a landline in Mexico City. So I would have been surprised if it had turned out crystal clear. So it's really great to have you on the show, Oscar, and thanks for coming on. How is it going today?
Fine, thank you for inviting me.
Let's start with talking about BMAT as a company. So it's interesting because a lot of the companies that I have on the show are, you know, relatively recent. They've been founded like, you know, last year or maybe a couple of years ago, tops.
Yeah.
But BMAT has got quite a long history, quite an interesting history. So would you mind starting to, by talking about that first?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so BMAT was born as a spin-off of the Music Technology Group. So this is a research group in Barcelona, in yeah. the Universitat del Fabra. So that was in early 2006. So we noticed that there was a lot of interest from different companies that had approached to this research lab, and they were interested in different technologies. So we decided to create this spin-off and then start commercializing and start doing all the products.
Yeah, and the focus at first and still is a major part of your focus on music recommendations. So how did you start out in a field that was relatively new at the time?
Yeah, sure. So our background back then was a lot into the content processing. So audio content processing, extracting, let's say, like some features from the audio and moods and the rhythm, the tonality, the key. Like the instrumentation,
yeah.
So we were very fun on this. We got very cool products. Technology back then, and then we realized we could create some products based on this content-based analysis. But also soon we realized that only using the content, pre-content was not enough. So the product did evolve, and then we also start adding a lot of more contextual information and gathering information from the web, and also what is called qualitative filtering.
Yeah.
So people that listen to YouTube also listen to Coldplay. So all this sort of contextual information. And based on that, we just create this, as you mentioned, this Ella product that it's combining all this information and it's providing recommendations and music discovery for other companies, because BMAT, I didn't mention, but it's a B2B, a business-to-business company. So
yeah.
We license our products to third parties, and then they just build their software on top of our products.
Yeah, and it's really cool to have a company that works in discovery that has been around for this long. You must have seen a real growth in the interest in your company as well in the last 2 to 3 years, because at the beginning it was more a case of trying to make the music available, but as millions and millions of tracks are now available on the web for anybody to buy or to stream from different services, then the real challenge is to actually get them to find music that they like. So I think you're really well placed in that sense, because you've been in the field for a long time to actually help companies that are struggling on that front.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So actually, it's quite funny because back then, in 2006, 2007, even people were trying to sell the product, and people really weren't aware that this could be feasible, that we could do this. And and even, you know, helping them to discover the, even their own catalog that they had. I don't know, we worked with some companies that they had like a couple of million tracks, and just by using this our product, they could even discover music that they had in their own collection. So yeah, back then it was, people really didn't get a clear idea what they could do with it. But I think nowadays it's much more clear. I mean, music recommendation is almost everywhere. I mean, it's like it's a thing that everybody now understands. And so yeah, we've seen a big increase, in, as you mentioned, in the last 2 or 3 years, and more companies approach us, and actually we've been licensing the product to more and more companies.
Yeah, and you're an international company, and you have clients all over the world. Where is the area that you've seen the most growth in lately?
The most growth, in terms of interest, probably I would say Asia, like India or China. There's a lot of interest, but obviously it's a little bit more complicated to reach them. And
But
I think there's a lot of interest there in this Asia area, and especially, I mean, even more on the mobile phones and other devices, not like PCs, but there's a clear growth there.
Yeah.
But that's in terms of people approaching us, and we do some, you know, analysis of the market. But obviously our clients or customers are more like US and based in Europe as well.
Your music search and recommendation service is called Ella, and that's sort of like you talked about the fact that it's a B2B service, but it's quite nice that you've actually tried to give these services a more friendly name. How does a company integrate Ella within their offering?
I don't know how much technical and deeply technical should I go here, but anyway, we have an API. So this is like a web service on top of Apache or other like classic servers, and then on top of that there is an API. So we provide an API, and actually what we do is that we deliver the packages, all the software to the customers, and then they install it and run it on their premises. So we're not doing software as a service.
Yeah.
But we just deliver mainly it's like Debian and Red Hat Linux based packages, and then we help them installing it, and it's quite easy to set up.
Yeah.
We obviously have all the technical documentation, so we just help them in the integration process, and then they just have to, in the end, a part of all the details of you know, how many machines you need and how many memory and according to the millions of tracks you have and all that. In the end, they only have to worry about how to use the API and integrate it with their product. So it's pretty straightforward, I would say.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've seen that. I mean, we have a lot of use cases and successful ones, but we didn't see any like stoppers or problems on delivering the packages. Obviously, in the beginning, it was much more difficult, but now everything is running very smooth. And
yeah, and people are now are more and more used to actually using and implementing APIs, so it's not as much a problem as it was maybe like 3 or 4 years ago. You have two other sort of parallel products on BMAT. One is called Score, and the other one is called Vericast. So I wanted to talk about Score first. So what prompted you to start on this project? And is it kind of a spin-off of Ella in a way, or do you see it
completely
separate?
So actually Score is the first product we implemented. We got some contacts with what is called in Spain Operación Triunfo, like the American Idol or these TV shows that contest singers, and then they decide which one is the winner, you know, this kind of TV shows.
Yeah.
So we got some contact. We got in touch with this Operación Triunfo in Spain, and we just helped them to put the casting on online casting, right? So we just set up the web, and then all the people could from their home, they could with a webcam and a mic and a microphone, they just could sing. And this is and then they it was automatically a rating system that tell you how well you sing and if you're in tune or not. So it was, and it was quite successful. We got like few million web visits on this. Back then, this was also back in 2007 or maybe 2006. So this was one of the first products. And yeah, it worked quite well. And then we could implement this to other mainly European countries. And since then, it's working quite well. So what we do is this type of online casting.
Yeah, yeah, sure. And it's cool because you don't need to actually set the key of a song you're in. So the software actually picks up the key from what you're singing and then works out whether what you're singing is right or not.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's one of the main advantages, I would say. In fact, this work comes out of the research of the current CEO, Alex Loskos. So he did his PhD based on voice processing together with other colleagues in the music technology group. So we got, we got a lot of knowledge on how to process the voice and how to analyze it. And so, yeah, the one of the main advantages is that you can sing whatever you want to, and then you don't even have to sing, you know, in 440.
Yeah.
You don't have to even be given a background music or anything. You just sing, and then it automatically analyzes if you're singing with a good vibrato or some legato, staccato type of vocal effect.
Sure.
But I must say that this was like this automatic singing rating score. But then on top of that, the website, the person doing for one, had like a social network so people could vote the performances. And so it was not only this pure value that we got to decide whether they could enter to the show or not. It was on top of that, they create this social network. It was a cool project.
Yeah, it was like a complete experience, sure. And on top of, so Ella is a search and recommendation and Score is on performance rating.
Yeah.
Then the third product you have that is incredibly cool and really advanced is called Varicast. Could you explain a little bit what it's all about?
Yeah, Varicast, I think nowadays Varicast is like the biggest product we have.
Yeah.
What we do is we offer Varicast. It's based on what is called audio fingerprinting. So you can analyze the music, the MP3 files, and then it automatically detects you which song it is that. So, yeah, Varicast as a product, we're mainly focused on customers that PRO, so performance right societies that are really tracking all the music that's being played on radios, TVs, or online. And then we just provide them with a report about all the music that's been playing. So then they can just share, according to how many times a song has been played, then they can split the shares to the artist and the performance.
Yeah, and that's amazing because, it's incredibly hard to actually track as much as the signals that are out there online are digital. It's still incredibly hard to track which songs are being played because nobody inputs the right metadata, it's a mess there. So basically, the only way to do it is via audio fingerprinting, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, nowadays, metadata is a big problem, a big issue because, there's always problems and it's not well filled all the fields. So there's a lot of issues with metadata. And then, obviously, audio fingerprinting really helps you to detect the song that's been played. But also, I think what it's even, the best, one of the best things that Varicast has is that it identifies not only, like the song, but also within the radio, if the song's being played on the radio or on TV, and there's like the speaker on top of that, and then there's the background music, so we can also identify the music that is played, on top
of
the... So that's... I think that's a very unique technology that because we can identify lots of music, background music, and I think that's very great.
I think performance societies are going to have to move more and more into the online field to actually try and get the most money possible from services like YouTube, for example.
Oh yeah, sure, yeah. Also, YouTube, for instance, they are using audio fingerprinting as well.
Yeah.
To see whether the video has copyright audio material.
Sure.
So, has different. Audio fingerprinting has different use cases and different.
Because I guess YouTube tracks copyrighted material that is on the platform, but then, you know, it's not quite as easy for them to provide a detailed report on what song is being played where to the performing societies. So that's where you come in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, we're just talking about the technology, but the very cut of the product, we deliver a very nifty web page, so they can log in and then they can see all the reports, they can see all the different stats about all the radios, TVs, the peers or monitoring. So I mean, and obviously you can export this in a spreadsheet. So this really gives them a lot of cool information about which artists are really, are playing the most in this TV and or in this radio. So they have they even can target and promote the artists and even this information. So all in all, it's this web page that gives you lots of stats about the artist and all, of course all the detailed information about the songs that's been played in different broadcasting media.
So on top of these three products, what are you seeing for the future of the company? Are you imagining creating more along the same lines, or is it more a development of your existing products for now?
Well, I mean, we're still a small company. We're over 20 people.
Yeah.
And I think that's quite unique as well, that this company size has three different products.
Yeah.
And I mean, because we're not that big. And yeah, probably, improving the products is very important. Probably the score one is the one that's stable in a sense that it's very easy to integrate with different. We got this on the voice of the voice of the NBC, like it was a very big US TV show.
Yeah.
So it was very easy to integrate this score into the different platforms. So score is quite stout in this. And obviously, Ella, we're continuously adding more artists and new songs, tracking all the, Rebecca, when Rebecca Black's playing Friday, we should get that song as soon as possible into Ella. So all the problems about Fred recommendations and only have the content up to date. So all these issues are not really about improving the technology as such, but getting more data and improving the recommendations, the quality assessment. And obviously, Vericast, we're selling actually Vericast to lots of different countries. We're the biggest one in South America, and we're expanding to Asia as well. So Vericast is doing very well at the moment. So I guess in the future, so probably given to give a lot of support to our customers and providing easiest ways to them to upload their content or to track all the material that's been played. But so all in all, it's not really to expand and have more and more products, but improve the three that we have.
Yeah, definitely. And if people want to check out your company and the services you offer, the site is bmat.com.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely great talking to you. And thanks a lot for the interview.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's all for this week. I really hope you enjoyed the show. Once again, the address for BMAT is bmat.com, BMAT.com. I just wanted to make it as clear as possible, as I had some feedback from the previous show mentioning that I speak too quickly when going over companies' websites, which is probably true. Also, the show's website is www.digitalmusictrends.com and the email is digitalmusictrends@gmail.com. Of course, you can also follow me on Twitter. The handle is DGMusicTrends. Have a great week, and till next time. Digital music. Trends. Digital music.